Racing. Simon told Helen broke okay. Driving Ford, Tigalong, Tonk and Hardstyle Rico tucks in third, the inside of Playlist as they run the first turn. Next in the field was Ebby Infrared, the rail, Christo Bale. A length in the field, Zambora Smokey and Summer Lights along the back. It's Simon told Helen four in front. Hardstyle Rico gives pursuit in second. Two to Tigalong, Tonk, then Ebby Infrared and Christo Bale. Around the turn, Simon told Helen lead. Hardstyle Rico a length away. Simon told Helen wins the maturity. One at a length and a quarter, Hardstyle Rico had his chance.
He had a wonderful year, Simon told Helen, and last night he was crowned the Greyhound of the Year, the Australian Greyhound of the Year, and his trainer David Burnett joins us here on RSN Central. Good morning to you, David. You're with Gareth Hall and George Ferrugia, and congratulations. How about that?
Morning, guys. Yeah, sensational. Great honour to be able to receive that award, and the dog deserves it. He's done a terrific job over the 12 months.
And he went everywhere. Oh, sorry, George, go, mate.
I was going to say, sorry, Dave. Congratulations, mate, on your victory. Obviously, Whiskey Wright taking out the Victorian Grain of the Year, but you taking out the Australian one. Tell us the pressure involved. You've spoken about this a little bit, of a greyhound where every time he steps out, everyone expects him to do so well. How have you found that? I mean, you've had some good dogs over a number of years as a trainer, but probably not as one as talented as this. How have you been able to handle it? Is it something that you get better at as you go along?
I think 26 years of practicing on good dogs and hoping and praying to one day get to have a dog like this is what's got me to where I am now. But the pressure, it's always there, but and expectation from people, but it's terrific. The dog just keeps bouncing up, and he handles the pressure. He doesn't know there's any pressure on him, so it's just me that's got to learn to handle it. So
you're doing a pretty good job, David. He had so many highlights. We just heard about his wonderful victory in that Group 1 maturity, and many said it was one of the great maturities that we've ever seen in 2020. What was your highlight of the year with Simon told Helen?
Yeah, many highlights. Again, just look back on the Cup Night sprint to do what he did on Cup Night and led by 20-odd lengths down the back and run fast on the Whiskey Ride in the Cup Final. That was great. And to Quinella, the race was super. To Quinella, that great chase was super with him and his brother. And again, I'm living the dream of every little trainer out there in Victoria and Australia at the moment. And it's a wonderful feeling and it's a wonderful thing to have. And it's just great to see that the owners have taken the opportunity to let me train the dog, and I appreciate that because dogs like this normally would end up in the bigger kennels, and it's just a great honour to be able to have him in my kennels.
David, tell us a little bit about his runs at Tamora. I read somewhere that you thought he didn't get to the line too well, and it probably showed that on the time. Again, we've got such high expectations of this unbelievable greyhound. He did go 26.16. How has he pulled up after that run? And obviously, we've got a couple of weeks to go before the semi-final stage of the million-dollar chase.
Yeah, he came out and ran 25.85 in his heat, which was 0.4 off the record, which I thought was a really good run first up. And he broke the first split record while he was there. And expectations from me and everybody was that he should have ran faster on the finals night. But watching it from my phone, you sort of can't tell whether the track's on or off. Whether there's any interference out of the boxes, and there's all those questions and excuses you try to come up with. And he's home, he's fit, he's healthy, he's ready to go. He's going to go and have a hit out today somewhere, and we've got 3 or 4 weeks from that date to have him primed for Sydney on the 9th of October, so he'll be ready to roll.
So million-dollar chase all up into the Melbourne Cup with the two markets open now for the... from the tab for the feature racing coming up later in the year. That'll do us. Dave, won't it?
no more pressure. Just let somebody else take the mantle for a while and I'll just sit back and enjoy it. Been a terrific ride.
Hey, congratulations, mate. He is a superstar. He has everybody talking about the wonderful sport of greyhound racing, and we wish you the best of luck for some of the feature races coming up later on in the year. But congratulations, Australian Greyhound of the Year. He deserved that, Simon told Helen.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's David Burnett. Well done, Anthony. As a party, he was named Trainer of the Year, and Hooked on Scotch was awarded the Run of the Year, and that was in the Adelaide Cup, George, and you had to see that effort to believe it.
Yeah, look, I don't think there was going to be any doubts with that one, that's for sure. That was a terrific victory, and well done, obviously, as we said, to Anthony and to Dave Burnett to handle, it is pressure, absolutely, when you've got a dog this good, and it's really good to hear that the Greyhound is fit and ready to go for the million-dollar chase. As we said, he looked like he got tired in the last 50 metres in the run to the line at Tamora, but as long as Dave has found that there's nothing wrong with him, he goes into that million-dollar series as one of the leading fancies. And we spoke about this, Gareth, on Saturday, where a lot of the Victorians are coming to the fore. We've got Shimmer Shine tomorrow. Tigalong Tonk will try to qualify later in the week. And it's a terrific series, and it's all reaching its crescendo in the middle of October.
Just quickly on the Australian Greyhound of the Year, Dave's off the line now. He missed out on the Victorian Greyhound of the Year, and Whiskey Riot defeated him. Did you see it going that way last night?
No, probably not. But, I mean, I think it just showed how close the Victorian Greyhound of the Year was when it comes to voting. So, yeah, look, I think both camps will be happy with where it's landed, to be honest, one being the Australian, one Victorian. So, yeah, look, I think it was one of those years, Gareth, where it was a toss of the coin between those two greyhounds. And, of course, the other finalist was Seneki, who had a terrific year as well. So, yeah, no, I don't think there'd be any excuses from any camp.
All right, George, as always, it's a pleasure, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow morning for Off the Leash.
No worries. Talk then, mate.